Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
We're back with Marcos, and where we were headed is in your move towards the life insurance, medical disability, and how that takes place. You were with a life insurance company. So how the movement to where you are now, how's that development in that area and the growth of expertise in your positions?
Yeah, very excellent experience. When I was at Confederation Life Insurance, then I met Gaby de la Garay. We went through the university together. He was elder than me, but we used to belong to the same fraternity, Alpha Beta Gai. And he used to stay in Caguas in our home when he was a boyfriend or whatever, one of my friends in Caguas. Then when he realized that I was in insurance, he said, Marcos, I need you. With your experience in Puerto Rican CBN in the industry, I think you can be a great support to Cosby. So I'm fine, when? I went there, he was vice president benefits, and said, the first job is to organize a health fund. Cosby Met was the name that we, and worked out very good. We developed a lot of business. In 4 months, we made all the budget for 1 year when we start. And about that time, 1 year and a half, then I met Miguel Vasquez Danes, who was hired as CEO and president of SSS, and he said to me that he needed my support. Then I resigned Cosby and went to SSS.
And your decision there was a better
enhancement, better quality of life, more money, more opportunities.
Right.
Cosby was a small company. SSS, you know, was not that big at that moment. SSS had a volume of almost $300 million, and we reorganized all the areas, mostly marketing and operations, and then we moved from 300 to almost over $1.2 billion. So we Vasquez really was an excellent boss, and he said, you take care of the growth of the company, I'll take care of my board. And
meaning my boy, what do you mean by that?
The board of directors,
yeah. So so the growth was from 300 to a million two, so like four times. In how long? What
it took
period?
About 8 years.
8 years, okay.
Yeah. And but this, I need support. I mean, I need resources, whatever you need. Then we reorganized the marketing division, and we organized a broker business. We segment the market by areas, pharmaceutical, banks, small groups, etc. And we hire good people. We train them. We let them work. And really very successful. We had a union in SSS, and we managed to make a parallel sales force to be able to grow. We made a management training program. And really was very successful. And I spent 11 years. Then I supported the life company, SSS Vida, the property and casualty company also. We made cross-selling. And we really contracted many companies. So at the beginning, we just had small groups from 2 to 50 and some larger groups. But then we went to Telefonica, Prepa, whatever, UPR, many pharmaceutical, many banks, and universities like Inter-American. And really, we did very good.
And then your next move was?
Then when Vasquez Danes was leaving the company, I said, I think I will leave also.
Okay.
Because the changes that they made, I think, were not attractive to me. They tried to retain me. But what happened is that was that Blue Cross, the owners of Blue Cross here, the Cruz Azul, the independent Blue Cross of Philadelphia, they called me and they said they made an offer that I could not refuse. They almost doubled my salary, gave me whatever I requested.
Right.
We made a 2-year contract, and I moved.
And became the president and CEO of
President CEO. Cruz Azul. Then I was available then to be get involved in the Chamber of Commerce. Then I, while working with Blue Cross, I managed to be president of the Chamber of Commerce. I went through election, etc., and I won the elections and 2005, 2006.
Part of the Blue Cross deal, you said you wanted to get more involved in civic matters, and they said yes, or that happened later?
Well, that happens later.
Yeah, okay.
I always have been in civic matters all my life, since Cosby, AAAS, and
oh, okay.
And Blue Cross.
But the president of the chamber is a step up, because that basically requires you to spend, 60% of your time.
That's right.
Yes.
But then what I did, I spoke to my board, the owners, and they said, you go ahead and do it. Fine, we'll support you. And they did.
Right.
So while I spent 8 years in Blue Cross, 11 in AAAS, and what I did was to try to maintain the company alive, growing, and trying to improve that financially. But at the end, they decided to sell to AAAS. The game is over.
Back to the beginning.
Back to basics. But then, like, I have a contract, they pay me, and fine. Then I joined joined with Luisa Garcia here in GBCom Insurance, now GBC. And we are expanding the company. We expanded already. We are working with PNC and financial lines that Carlos Mirabal and Arturo Gigante, Arturo in the PNC, and this guy here.
So what?
Financial lines.
So what is your pitch in terms of this new? You're president and you're owner. So you kind of after all these years where you tried the ship that shunk, the sunk.
Right, right.
You're finally back in your own business after all these years.
Right.
So you're with three or four other stockholders or owners?
No, but two owners.
Two
Luis Garcia and myself.
Okay.
And I think we start from zero.
And you're the president? CEO, okay.
So in the second year, we improve our my commission earned $750,000, which is almost $1 million, in 2 years. I think it's great.
Okay.
And then we keep moving, and I think we are doing very well.
So what do you offer to the community, your organization? What's your pitch? I know you've done well, but what's your pitch?
It's personally, I've been involved always since 1990. Was president of the Puerto Rico Diabetes Association. I supported the Cancer Society. I never thought that cancer would touch me and touch me.
Right.
Okay, it touched my wife, my ex-wife who passed away. And for the last 15 years, I've been supporting the Sociedad Americana del Cancer in Puerto Rico. And about 7 years ago, it touched me, But that gave me strength, support to continue working for Puerto Rico, for the communities, and for my family. And I've been involved in civic activities now with the Rotary Club of San Juan, which I, as you know, I'm president this year.
And I'm on your board, so
and
I know.
You are in our board, and we have a difficult year, but we overcome the situation. You know that always, there have been in a leadership position in one company, they have been in trouble. And we overcome that situation, always.
You're what's it called, that a turnover?
Turnaround expert.
Not because you knew it was going to be happening, the problem, because you, but that's the way it ended up being.
But I think it's very, a lot of satisfaction when that happens, that you can overcome the situation. I think you are doing what has to be done.
Yes.
And that's very important.
But we got into civic, and I know that's a very important part of your life, and balancing, I know it's very difficult.
Family?
the work, family, the work, and then the, doing and the civic and professional. And you're both in civic and in the professional.
Yes.
You'd be the Chamber of Commerce and other organizations. And then with the civic, which is, you know, cancer and
yeah.
and these kinds of things.
Diabetes.
But the business, the business that you're in right now, the GBC, in terms of what you're offering to the community, you know, what is the sales pitch?
We have the best technological platform to support large groups like Cost Plus or Group Self-Administered Group. We have the resources, we have actuaries, we have all kind of people here to specialize in health, life, and disability insurance and other line of business. And I think we differ in that any other brokerage firm. I think we have more values and more traits to support the employers as to be more effective and efficient and to save money than any other organization in Puerto Rico. That's why I'm here, because I was invited to join another organization like this, and I rejected because I know the Luis Garcia, my partner, he's a very knowledgeable guy, and my expertise in the technical aspect. So we have a balance. He is a technical, marketing and administration, sales, marketing, administration. And most of all, practically all clients that we have in our portfolio, we manage over $400 million in volume business and almost 76,000 employees. And really we have the support, the trace, the ability, and the personnel to excel in our service, and they are very happy.
And then, you know, one other thing, of course, I'm interviewing you here in your office in Santander Tower, which is part
right.
of our family business. So
that's right. You're happy also.
It makes me happy too. But the offices are really nice.
Used to be at the in Comas allá in Coupe. When I was there, I was going to join the company. Luis, this is not the place to us.
So
let's
so
look around. I was the first person who moved to this office in September 18. 2008. I was alone here.
Okay.
Well. Then they move in November.
Congratulations on that choice for sure. So basically, you come full round where you wanted to be on your own, and it took a while,
yeah.
and you're on your own.
I'm
and,
very
and,
happy. I think we have done our best, and we are expanding. We just in January this year, we diversify in property and casualty, and the line. The financial lines. I think we are growing slowly, but gradually, but slowly and gradually. And I think we're doing well. I think in a couple of years we'll be much, much better. Some goes, some new customers come, but in balance, we have growth and we are profitable, which is very important today. We have about 16 employees, which is not bad.
Sorry.
And we have very good accounts like Centro Unido, we have Instituto de Banca, Educa, Exilor, St. Jude, and PREPA, Power Authority, and many others that really have supported us, and we have been supporting them for years.
And going back to the beginning with all these brothers and sisters and all, when's your next meeting?
Well, and now in December.
December, they're gonna,
yeah. The 20th. Christmas Eve.
How many live right now? Because some of them die from old age.
Well,
some of them.
We are alive 12, and
alive 12,
we're four in Puerto Rico, 8. But you know, with the family, we made about 110 persons.
So you're expecting about 100 people for the Christmas.
Always at home or in Winston House, or there in Yabucoa, at least 100.
Yeah, 3 times a year. That's a great event. In my family, we meet, first of all, weekly, every Wednesday, we meet.
In addition to all of us went through the university.
You're
despite of the financials and the difficult situation, we all. yeah, went through the university.
Well educated and all. So
and graduated because not just passing through.
So the family unity has been maintained. We consider that really
we help
important.
Each other always.
Yes,
when somebody is in difficulties, put some money and support them.
I think the family unity, which is not so easy to maintain, and it requires and effort and all. Apparently, you're the leader, and mm-hmm. you said you're 2 years. The other one that was the leader still lives.
Oh yes.
So you're still the leader, sort of the ones put together the meetings and getting the people together.
And like I have many people in life mm-hmm. that supported me. One of my mission in life is to support other people to be successful.
Yeah, I know.
We got good executives and you know, good family members and people who support the best for the island, for Puerto Rico.
We have a lot to do, and we have to work together, and everybody right. has to say, poner su granito de arena.
Así que, así.
I congratulate you for what you've done and the achievement and prevailing over some difficult moments and surviving with 18 others, 16 others. So
when I president the San Juan Rotary Club, it's the one of the worst year of the club.
Well,
but anyway.
That just makes it more challenging. It's going to make it more satisfying.
Sometimes,
why did I choose it? Why did that's the way it's
that's going to be canceled the meeting of the January 3rd and 27th because you know.
Yeah, but you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Things fall, and we have to do with what we have,
right.
and you know, that's what's happened to you a number of occasions, and I'm
right.
sure you're going to be victorious again.
Yeah,
so, thank you for joining me. Congratulations on a great life.
Thank you.
And
thank you very
contribution
much for this opportunity.
To the community. So, I look forward maybe to having you back as my
and
guest.
And let's keep working together for Puerto Rico,
definitely.
For family, and for. Children, grandchildren, and the future generations.
Definitely, definitely. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Goodbye.